This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106, and it's time now for part one of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you by your John Deere dealer, the Sloan Implement Company. And with part one of the Morning Ag Show, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off in your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, July corn was to 394.5, up a quarter. September corn was to 403.75, up a penny. And December corn was to 412.75, up 2.25. Soybeans for July was to 828.5, up 6.5. August beans were to 835.5, up 6.75. And September beans were to 842.25, up 6.75. Wheat for July was to 472.75, down 6. September wheat was to 480.75, losing 5.25. December wheat was to 494.25, down 4. Soybean meal for July was to 298.30, up $3. August bean meal was to 299.90, also up $3. And September bean meal was to 301.70, up 2.90. Finally, soybean oil for July was to 27.31, up 17. August bean oil was to 27.43, also up 17. And September bean oil was to 27.56, up 16. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Wednesday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Wednesday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Wednesday afternoon in northern western Illinois. Country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up a penny at 350 to 377. Soybean bids were 7 to 8 cents higher at 749 to 783. And in central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steadied up 2 cents at 361 to 382. Soybean bids were 4 to 6 cents higher at 760 to 794. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steadied up a penny at 354 to 389. Soybean bids were 6 cents higher at 768 to 806. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 to 9 cents higher at 799 to 804. Basis is unchanged up to at 30 under to 25 under the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 277.30 to 290.30, up $3 a ton with basis unchanged at 21 under to 8 under the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were steady at 377 to 405 with basis unchanged to 18 under to 10 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted depreciated corn bids steady at 378 to 382 with basis steady at 17 under to 13 under the July. Soybeans ended up 4 to 7 cents at 791 to 799 with basis unchanged to down 3 at 38 under to 30 under the July. New crop wheat prices were 6 to 7 cents lower at 442 to 466, with basis steady to down 1 at 31 under to 7 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always placed their producer corn bids mixed at $4 to 401. These elevators raised their soybean prices 2 to 7 cents. Quotations at 821 to 822. Soft wheat closed down 6 cents at 506 to 508. And Milo ended the day up a penny at $4 to 420. Contract bids producers for October-November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 353 to 385, soybeans at 771 to $8. In the central part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 372 to 390, soybeans at 786 to 813. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 350 to 388, soybeans at 779 to 810. And June-July wheat at 448 to 491. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were to 110.65, down 20. August live cattle were at 107.95, down 32. And October cattle were to 107.80, down 50. Feeder cattle for May were to 135.45, up $1.07. August feeders were to 142.60, down 40. And September feeders were to 143.87, down 30. Finally, June lean hogs were at 89.65, down 45. July lean hogs were to 91.05, down 32. And August lean hogs were to 92.17, down 30. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Wednesday's Cash Livestock Reports.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting at the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.56 lower. In a range of $72 to $82.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $79.27. In the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow price were $1 to $4 lower, with light demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 to 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded 40 to 49, 4 to 5 weight at 42 to 51, 5 to 6 weight at 46 to 57, and over 600 pounds, $50 to $61. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices of barrels and gilts, country buying points were weak, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $50 to $58. Receipts for our Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled $20,700. In the direct cattle trade, the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases trade at 114 to 118. And on a dress basis at 181 to 187. Choice heifers and live bases trade at 114 to 117. And on a dress basis at 183 to 186. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established. 297 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84.83, which is $2.24 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $219.75, which is 17 cents higher, while select carcasses are $205.81, which is 77 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 120,000, compared to 121,000 last week and 119,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 468,000, compared to 460,000 last week and 457,000 one year ago. A recap of the Fairview Sale Barn auction for Tuesday, May 21st. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter cows traded steady to $1.50 higher, and slaughter bulls were steady. Steers choice at 119 to 124.50. Heifer's choice at 118 to 124. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And overnight, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 2 7/10 inches of rain, 0.8 inch recorded by Gary Brown of Chesterfield, 3 10 inches recorded by the Lang family of Caulfield, 1 10 inch recorded by Bill Huebner of Brighton, 1.5 inch recorded by Chris Cook of Greenville, 1 3/10 inches here at the Weather Center. Time now for part two of the Morning Ag Show, brought to you this morning by CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. By the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By the Litchfield National Bank. And by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, Auburn, and Jerseyville. And once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. Following up on a story we told you about Monday, House and Senate negotiators are still hoping to get a final disaster aid bill for the Midwest flooding and other storm victims across the finish line by the Memorial Day recess. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell planned to vote in his chamber with or without a deal with the House on a disaster aid package nearing some $20 billion, including $3 billion for farm and other rural losses.
The Senate will vote on disaster relief this week. The members of this body will not return home for Memorial Day without taking further action to help these struggling communities.
McConnell said House and Senate negotiators were continuing midweek to zero in on a final bicameral deal that would hasten final passage this week. But he also had this.
It is past time to put partisan politics aside, move past any tangential questions, and secure a final agreement that can become law. That is, something that can both pass the Democratic House and earn the president's signature soon.
House, Senate, and White House differences on the amount of Puerto Rico hurricane aid were thought resolved, though differences over southern border humanitarian aid slowed a final deal. McConnell complained it should have been easier to pass relief needed so urgently.
Let's remember the Americans who are counting on us. In the Midwest, earlier this year, storm surges flooded whole swaths of states and racked up billions of dollars in damages. As one expert recently put it, We have points in Iowa and Illinois that have been in flood stage for over 30 days, which hasn't occurred since we started keeping records. Some of them go back 150 years.
The latest House-passed bill includes $3 billion more for flood and other storm losses of crops, dairy, and on-farm stored commodities, Army Corps flood mitigation, and grants to rebuild homes, businesses, and public facilities. While no progress has been officially announced, many in the ag community are hopeful that the U.S. and China will announce a new trade deal next month when the leaders of the two countries meet, if not sooner. Folks across agriculture became discouraged earlier this month when the U.S. increased tariffs against China, and in response, China increased its retaliatory tariffs, hitting American ag hard. Washington State Representative Dan Newhouse says while trade talks continue at a slow pace, both sides are working on positive conclusion.
I continue to encourage the trade representatives whom I'm in contact with on a regular basis to work as hard as they can to get this done as quickly as possible. There's a lot on the line, as we know, for our producers in the state of Washington.
Newhouse says he supports President Trump's efforts to hold China responsible.
People generally want China to come to the table and provide a level playing field so that we can compete in a successful way, and that's what the president is trying to accomplish as well.
While the trade war is impacting the farm economy, how is it impacting the overall U.S. economy? Despite all the recent trade-induced turmoil, the S&P 500 is off roughly 3% since the record high close on April 30th. Chinese stocks in the Shanghai Stock Exchange Composite Index have lost about 10% in 2019. Finally, in other national ag news, the dairy industry recently got some good news that pushed prices higher than they've been in some time. Brian Doherty, senior market advisor with Stewart Peterson, says it's nice to see dairy prices bounding off their lows.
Reaching the $17 mark in August, September, October, November. This is good stuff. We start sinking our teeth into it. You're looking at a solid dollar off the low in the August contract, $1.20 off the low. So it's things we can start looking at with some vigor. Nice to see the livestock markets moving this year, milk market, and now grains starting to get a little fire under their belly is. It's been a difficult planting season.
Doherty says don't get complacent in regard to protecting your operation against price swings.
It gets easier and easier when the markets are going up to get kind of complacent. And that's because anything you've done now in the past is a mistake. So never again. You know, I hear that often. And, you know, remember you're running a business, and you're running a business that deals in raw commodities. And raw commodities go up and down in value, and typically they go down faster and a lot more than they go up. That being said, so what do you do?
He says there are steps producers can take to protect themselves from market volatility.
We're at levels here where I think you want to maybe give some real thought to a portfolio effect on this. Look and see what's available on your dairy insurance products, but also we're coming up enough in price where we can start to actually protecting price. So forward selling 25% of this. How wrong can you be? You get 75% on price. Consider buying puts on 25 to 50%, leaving that top side open. Maybe going 75% on puts and leaving the top side open. There's nothing wrong with spending some money to save money if prices go down. If prices go up, I get the emotion. Nobody wants to spend a dime on anything that isn't providing a return.
In addition to locking in some profits, producers can also protect themselves from higher input costs.
Input costs, too. You look at something like soy meal been in the dumper, obviously, with big world inventories and supplies of meal. But there, too, you want to look at that feed side and how to lock that in or start to book it because the growing season's in front of us. So it's really easy to say, boy, if we just have an average crop, we're going to have a billion bushels of beans. And nobody's going to want them, and price is going to be even lower than it is today. Things come along. And if you can guess every single year, that's great. But one of these years, we have some adverse weather, and it's kind of a tough start to even the growing season for beans as well. Being as cool and wet as it is. So look at, managing both sides of that.
Again, that's Brian Doherty of Stewart Peterson. And moving on to state news, the Illinois State Fair is just over 2 months away. And if you plan to attend this year's fair in Springfield, you'll see many improvements to buildings throughout the fairgrounds. Warren Goetsch is the Deputy Director with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and I had a chance to talk with him about those improvements, especially on the Coliseum.
Well, so far, so good. It's been a challenge this year, as you can imagine, especially when you're working on a structure like that. But the demolition is complete, the steel infrastructure is all but complete, and the decking is now going back on to allow us to shingle the roof. So things are proceeding very well. They're back on schedule, and we anticipate that the facility will be able to be open during this year's fair.
You've also gave a presentation on a few other buildings around the state fairgrounds that are also getting improvements and a few updates as well.
Yeah, certainly one of the things that I think the ag community will notice, the restrooms in the junior livestock building hopefully will be back open again after they were gone last year. We had some structural work that had to be done to the junior livestock building roof. That has been completed, and they're now doing the touch-up work on the inside, things that were damaged somewhat as they were doing shoring work as they rebuilt that roof. You'll see some additions in terms of replacement of some lighting, fans in the swine barns. We will be putting a new roof on the dairy building. We will be starting replacing roofs on the 25 series barns, and there's also various architect and engineering kind of work being done now for other facilities, but the actual construction of which won't commence until sometime after the fair. But there's a lot of improvements going on. It's been a long time, but I think we are truly turning the corner, being able to stabilize and repair many of these historic buildings on the fairgrounds.
And not only at the state fairgrounds in Springfield is there improvements, you also touched on improvements down at DeCoin as well.
Yes, we last year people may have noticed that we were able to resurface, I think, four streets here in Springfield through a cooperative effort with the Illinois Department of Transportation. We're able to do that again this year. And in DeCoin, you'll see some of their major streets being resurfaced. We're doing some repair work to the grandstand in DeCoin, some ventilation system repair work to the Southern Illinois Center, a large building there on the fairgrounds in DeCoin. Also some drainage and infrastructure improvements to the mansion, the governor's mansion there in DeCoin. So a lot of good news there as well.
And again, that was Warren Goetsch, the deputy director with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. And in other news going on in the state, the Cass Morgan Farm Bureau Board is encouraging individuals and other county farm bureaus throughout Illinois to donate to the rebuilding efforts going on in Nebraska after historic flooding occurred in March. As a part of their own efforts, the Cass Morgan Farm Bureau is asking other counties to donate 100 fence posts or make a $200 donation to the Cass Morgan Farm Bureau Foundation. Deadline for donations is this Saturday, May 25th. And also, don't forget that the month of May is Beef Month in the United States. So to celebrate, the folks with the Central Illinois Livestock Association have donated four $25 gift certificates to Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro to give away. To enter to win in this giveaway, you can email us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com with your name, phone number, and beef in the subject line of the email. The last day for entries is May 30th, and then on May 31st, I will then pick four lucky winners at random. If you're a winner, you will then be contacted by phone and email, and you can pick up your certificate here at the station between Litchfield and Hillsboro. So thank you again to Tom Anderson of Butler and all of the folks with the Central Illinois Livestock Association for the certificates. And for this Thursday morning, May 23rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.